Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Dating is complicated, particularly in 2019 and going into 2020. You seem to need to know a lot of words. Maria's often bringing us like the latest dating terminology. I mean, I'm okay with things like ghosting and catfishing, and then
Did
I start
you hear
to get
of
a bit
the zombieing.
What's that
That's
again?
That's my favorite one from the past. It's when you're ghosted.
Right. So ghosting is like the person's just disappeared like a ghost.
Yeah. So you think everything's going great and then you just don't ever hear from them ever again.
Gonzo.
Zombieing is when the ghoster comes back from the dead. As if nothing has happened.
They're all very, very clever. Right. So going into 2020, there are new terms we're going to need to know.
Yeah.
So what have you got for us?
So I have, we'll start with glamboozling.
Okay. That sounds good.
Glamboozling is when you get all done up for your first date.
Ooh.
Whether for men, you know, maybe fresh haircut, new shirt.
Mm.
Women, you know, makeup done, hair blow dried.
Heels.
You pull out all the stops, but you get stood up.
So you're glam, but you've been bamboozled.
Yeah.
So you're glamboozled.
You've been glamboozled, yeah.
That is tough and fair.
Flash panning is when, so you know, like the honeymoon period is all like so amazing and everything.
Yeah.
Flash panning is when you start seeing somebody, you're in the honeymoon period, but then the first sign of trouble pops up and they're gone. They only want the honeymoon period from you.
Right. Flash in the pan, flash panning. Okay,
flash panning.
I'm following that one. Yeah, okay.
Exoskeleton-ing.
What?
That's a hard one to say.
Now we're talking.
So that's where you're contacted by either the ex of a friend or your ex's friend.
The ex. Oh, so the ex of the person you're dating. Is that?
No. You're contacted by, so you're on a dating website.
Yeah.
And
oh, I see. So it's someone else that you knew. So
either Dermot's ex contacts you going, hey, how you doing? And trying to get flirty.
Gotcha.
Or I'm trying to think of the other alternative. Or it's a friend of yours is ex.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's no or.
Okay.
No or. It's just
I don't know what I was thinking.
The ex, yeah. So like Maria said, if Dermot's ex just started messaging me going,
Hey, want to hang out or whatever?
You were cuter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your ex's friend. That was the other or I was trying to think of. So say Tracy was your ex. If her best friend
started
messaging
you. I haven't given her the bin yet. I mean, let's not project too far into the future.
You'll be on plenty of fish by New Year. Then another one is yellow carding.
Oh, like a soccer
reference. This is when you're in a relationship and it's like, your partner has done something serious, but not serious enough to dump them.
Okay, so it's, again, like the soccer analogy, it's a yellow card offence.
Yeah, you need to give me space now.
Another one of these and you're red carded.
Yeah.
But this is original. First
exactly.
Card. Okay.
And then my last one, my favourite one, is Caspering.
Caspering.
You can probably guess what this is.
So Casper is the friendly ghost.
The friendly ghost.
And ghosting is, we know what ghosting is. So is that?
Ghosting is just disappearing after the other person thinks you're getting on great. This is, so you're getting on great, but then the person tells you, look, I'm probably going to be gone for a while. You know, I have to travel to London for work, or work is really busy. And, you know, I have this thing on.
So they actually preempt the ghosting. They tell you they're going to ghost you.
But they're being nice about it.
That's friendly.
They're
friendly
ghosting you.
Casper the friendly ghost. Love it.